Así. An haut schwätzen wir über den 6. Kaffee-Debat vom LISER, dem Luxembourg Institute of Socio-Economic Research. Und du hast nun um 6:30 an der Rotonde ein Debat überschrieben «L'expérience du numérique pour l'enseignement et l'apprentissage». An Hauptsprecher sind Chercheuse Dr. Catalina Lomos vom LISER und den Professor Hans Leuthen von der Universität Twente. Good morning, bonjour, bienvenue au studio.
Merci, bonjour. Bonjour.
Donc ce soir, le 6e café-débat du LISER et le thème c'est le numérique dans l'apprentissage, dans l'éducation. Docteur Catalina Lomos, qu'est-ce que le digital pour l'éducation et l'apprentissage et pourquoi est-ce tellement important de s'en occuper et de faire de la recherche?
Bonjour. La société actuelle évolue très rapidement. Le marché du travail évolue également et demande aux personnes de maîtriser des compétences liées au monde du numérique. C'est pour cela qu'il faut préparer la jeunesse à ces compétences, d'où le rôle de l'éducation de réagir et de travailler à l'intégration de ces compétences au sein des systèmes éducatifs. Pour offrir aux élèves un avenir, un meilleur avenir dans notre société et pour être compétitifs sur le marché du travail national ou international, il est important de maîtriser cette compétence liée au numérique. C'est pour ça que le ministère de l'Éducation et aussi le gouvernement a mis en place en 2014 la stratégie nationale Digital Luxembourg ou Digital for Education qui est spécifique au domaine de l'éducation.
Maintenant, quel est le rôle du LISER et de ses chercheurs comme vous par rapport à ce sujet? Quel est aussi le travail que vous faites?
Le rôle du chercheur est spécialement des chercheurs qui travaillent pour un institut de recherche publique comme le LISER, est important lorsque les politiques décident de mettre en place, par exemple, un projet innovant, d'aider l'accompagner tout au long du processus, de la création du projet à son évaluation sur le long terme. Le chercheur d'habitude cherche dès le départ du projet quels sont ses avantages, mais également quels sont les changements, les difficultés que le projet va engendrer. Nous voulons également évaluer les résultats au long terme de ces projets qui sont mis en place. Par exemple, dans le cas de l'environnement numérique mathématique, l'ISER participe à son développement et à son évaluation.
Très bien. Depuis quand le LISER est involvé dans ces projets, dans cette recherche?
Oui, le LISER est un partenaire dans ce projet du 2015, du début du projet.
Ok. So let's switch to English because Professor Leuthen does not really speak French. You've been working for a long time. You work for the University of Twente and you've specialized on education. So digitals is a must, I suppose, in what you're doing. Do you have feedback and impressions of research so far concerning digital in education and learning?
You mean about how the teachers in practice react to
for
working?
Example, yeah.
Well, one thing that we've learned in the past is that often teachers can be very optimistic about the impact of using computer technology. Mm-hmm. So often what we saw was that teachers would assume when they would use computer technologies that their students would be very impressed and highly delighted, and that would improve their learning. Mm-hmm. And well, if you look in practice, often what we see these days are the young kids, they are hardly impressed by computer technology anymore. And that's one of the main things. Often teachers had really high expectations, and that they well yeah, that they kind of saw it as a kind of magic bullet. Mm-hmm. And well, I think that that's one of the important lessons from research over the past decades, I would say. Mm-hmm. Computer technology is a great tool, and it opens a lot of new possibilities to get the message across. But the message is still the most important thing. Mm-hmm. So
the form digital learning, but it is accepted by the pupils.
Pupils accept it much easier than the teachers, I think. For mm-hmm. you know, the young people who grow up these days, for them it's almost impossible to imagine that a world could exist without iPhones and tablets and. So
digital natives use it naturally and don't even ask, why should I use a computer, for example, for doing my my homework, for example?
No, that's not my impression. Not in the Netherlands that pupils have any problems with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pour vous, Dr. Lomos, quel est le travail quotidien par rapport au projet que vous venez de nommer auparavant, mathématiques, et pouvez-vous nous expliquer peut-être en quoi consiste ce projet et comment il fonctionne concrètement? Qu'est-ce qu'on fait?
Au quotidien, je participe dans deux parts du projet. Je participe dans la phase de monitorisation et de l'évaluation. Un plan avec des objectifs précis était défini, qui évolue tout au long du projet selon les observations, les besoins et les difficultés rencontrées par les utilisateurs ou par l'équipe. Une équipe d'enseignants développe les exercices et les feedbacks présents sur mathématiques en ligne et effectue également la traduction de tous les exercices et le feedback. Des données sont collectées par nous par rapport à ce plan défini, de ce qu'il est important de comprendre et de ce que l'on veut mesurer à long terme. Mathématiques est basé sur le programme scolaire national luxembourgeois et est défini comme environnement d'apprentissage. Mathématiques fonctionne n'importe quel appareil connecté à l'Internet, sur n'importe quel appareil. Et les élèves et les enseignants ont ainsi la possibilité d'y travailler à tout moment, à l'école ou à la maison. Mathématiques est composée d'une interface pour les élèves mm-hmm. où ils ont accès aux différents exercices et outils ainsi qu'une interface pour les enseignants. Cette interface permet aux enseignants de suivre les progrès et les performances des élèves et de personnaliser et de guider l'apprentissage des élèves. Mathématiques établit donc un point entre l'apprentissage traditionnel mm-hmm. basé sur du matériel papier et ses nouvelles approches numériques. Il utilise des éléments numériques novateurs en guidant en temps réel pour faciliter un apprentissage actif et autonome. Mathématiques offre tous les exercices et tout le contenu en quatre langues. Ça, c'est aussi très important. En allemand, en français, en portugais et en anglais.
Et non pas en luxembourgeois.
Je crois que pas maintenant, mais je suis sûre que...
Jusque-là, il n'y a eu jamais un manuel de mathématiques en luxembourgeois, donc pas besoin de le faire en numérique. Mais quels sont les élèves, quel est l'âge des élèves qui profitent de ces outils?
Oui, mathématiques est offert dans l'école primaire, mm-hmm. Au cycle 3 et cycle 4, et aussi offert aux enseignants secondaires.
OK. Et je suppose que, I'm going to ask you in English, I guess that will be for all the pupils from a certain time on. So what is the aim? When would you like to do all the mathematics, for example, online or digitally based?
Thank you. I will... I will continue in English for this question. So the digital learning environment mathematics, it's, as I said, a tool that can be used by the teacher, the students and the parents in association with the usual activities, usual materials that are used in mathematics in teaching and learning. We started, so the Ministry of Education, who has developed and launched the project, has started in primary education, so middle of primary education, cycle three, cycle four. And the ministry is now extending towards secondary education. At the moment, the intention is for all teachers and students for which the platform, the environment is available, to voluntarily use it. Okay. But I expect, I cannot say, but I expect that the project is to be extended to other grades.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is every pupil supposed to have a support for example, a laptop or something to work on it, or is it given?
So this is one question. This is a very interesting question, and
because
this is
not every parents, not each parents can afford to offer. For example, if they have four children and give each of them a laptop.
Of course. I would like to, for the audience that is listening now, I would like them to invite them this evening to the Café Débat, because this is, for example, a question that I would not want to answer alone as a researcher, because we have built a very interesting panel. Maybe I could introduce the panel.
Yes, sure.
With
there are different people assisting tonight. So
exactly, and I think different people could offer a different opinion. For example, we have invited Luc Weiss, which is the director of Script, which is part of the Ministry of Education, Children and Youth. We have also invited, for example, who could very nicely react to this question, a parent representative. Mm-hmm. So we will have Frauke Kesting, who will share her experience as a parent of children in the Luxembourgish educational system, and also two teachers from primary education, René Chabert and Jean-Paul Rollinger, and of course students. We have one student representative, Steven Zwickel, but I know that he will come with three other colleagues that have more and more questions to bring in the debate. And of course, Dr. Thierry Rocher. He's from the Ministry of Education in France, and he's a specialist in evaluation in education. And my colleague, Dr. Aigul Alieva, from LISER as well. So I think such questions could be nicely approached from the point of view of the Ministry of Education, but also from the point of view of the parents or teachers who are present there. So I invite you tonight to raise such challenging questions.
Okay. What is going to be the language of the Café Débat?
Being in Luxembourg, we will use many languages.
Every language we can find, okay.
So the presentations are going to be performed in English, but the PowerPoints, the support of the presentation will be in French. The moderator will allow the members of the panel and of the audience to ask questions in any language.
Okay.
So, of course, French, German, Luxembourgish, English, this would be... Mm-hmm. But of course, we will try to translate any other... Okay. Question.
And sure, Professor Hans Leuten will be there tonight, so starting at 18:30 at Rotonde for this Café Débat concerning digitalizing digital learning and teaching also.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the situation right now in the Netherlands? So maybe you got a larger overview how digital skills are used in the Netherlands education.
Yeah, well, pupils are by now pretty used to use digital tools in their classroom. And I think in nearly every primary school, we have these whiteboards. So so I think that's something that we saw in the past decades or maybe decade before that school started working with that. So I think in most schools, using computers is something very natural for both kids and teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things is what we've learned also over the years is that what teachers really appreciate is that when they get very quick feedback on how their students are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that they would, what teachers like is quick feedback and feedback on individual pupils so that they can, that's actually so that they can do what they well, I guess what they always wanted to do, mm-hmm. so that they could really see quickly if a student is struggling with certain assignments, and to see to act very quickly on it.
Mm-hmm. You've sure been asking yourself from what age on it is really okay for children to use digital supports in order to learn. Do you have an answer for that? Because often it is said, do not give them too early a smartphone or other digital plays or stuff.
Well, I don't see not really any problem in that. I think, yeah, well, you'll be surprised how quickly young kids learn to work with computers, especially if they are mm-hmm. used to playing with that from a very early age, so 3 or 4 years old. In the old days, you would give them books to have look and to look at the pictures, and now they look at pictures on a screen. Mm-hmm. So the only thing is, you would also like to get them out in the open field to run around as well. So
you should limit the time of being online or working digitally.
It goes actually for everything that you do. You shouldn't do it too much, and you shouldn't over focus on anything. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Do you see that there's a difference in learning digitally and learning in the classic way that we did? For example, you've been naming books or paper and writing really by hand and so on. Is it a difference in how to memorize, how to maybe see, for example, mathematics? You need to write a 4, mm-hmm. a plus and a 3, and is going to be 7, for example, is different than typing it on a pad.
Yeah. Writing, for instance, in the old-fashioned way, I think is still very very useful. It's very useful for developing your eye hand brain coordination. Yeah. So in a way you could say writing with your pen is getting obsolete. In a way, it is, of course, but it's still useful, and it's still I think it's we shouldn't overthrow it because it's becoming an obsolete skill. It's still very very useful for the brain development of young kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you see it in the same way.
Yes. I think digital, and again, that's interesting to debate this evening, digital learning tools or digital learning environments have to be integrated harmoniously into our work. And I think teachers will know, or they will learn how to best integrate it so they can have an equilibrium between the different ways of learning. But I think digital learning environments like mathematics could be very nicely used for everything that the digital can offer. Professor Hans Lauten said, immediate feedback and immediate guidance for students, and adapted feedback to the types of difficulties that the student has. This evening, I will show a few of such items that are developed. And of course, for geometry, I give just one example that comes for geometry, having the 3D element and the possibility of opening and closing the geometrical figures. So we can think it's a big advantage. Children can play with this and really understand elements which on paper would be difficult. So I think we can think together and decide how we can best use without forgetting all the other elements.
Is there any disadvantage that you see in this? No.
Yeah, well, for one thing, it's possible that you would lose on the old-fashioned skills like handwriting, for instance. Well, probably because it's done much less than a few decades ago. I'm pretty sure that kids these days are the handwriting isn't as good as what it used to be. I'm not sure. I didn't do any research, but that's something that I would certainly expect. Anyway, staring at the screen is not very good for your eyes, or it may be bad for your shoulders.
I'm really asking myself about memorizing. If you write something down, or you draw a geometric figure, you memorize it immediately. So that's my impression. I learned that. So I wrote the vocabulary down, and it stayed in my brain.
Yeah.
So is that the same thing when I do it on a typing pad?
I don't think so. You're completely right, but I also, for instance, I notice at the university that some students still like to write down when they like to take notes when they are in a lecture. Mm-hmm. Although there are many students who just use their laptop, but some students just say, well, it works better for me when I can write it down. So, some of these old-fashioned skills shouldn't be thrown overboard.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly something that is very true.
Okay.
In addition to what Professor Lauten said, what comes to my mind is also that we should not forget that working with digital or in the digital environment requires also many other skills. For example, in the Digital for Education strategy, the focus is on the dimension or the competence of digital learner, but also on other dimension like digital citizen or digital peer. So understanding that using a phone or using a tablet is maybe not enough to really take the best advantage. And remember that there are many other skills around digital to create and to practice. I think it's very important in order to get to the more, let's say, broader skills of digital entrepreneur or digital worker. So I would keep it even within the digital. I would try to remember all other skills we need, and then I think it will, in my opinion, I didn't do research on that, but I don't think it will replace, I see it as a harmonious combination of different tools used the best when it's necessary and required.
Mm-hmm. But for all things coming new, we need to learn digitally, and it's going to be a process then. Okay. I would like to say we're going to listen to Gregory Porter and speak again afterwards. So when did you learn?
Of love's game, the holding of hands, the turning of pages of poems that we silently read. When did you learn? How did you find me? Didn't you pursue love just for love's sake? Or was it just something inside that you already? When did you learn? Something you said shortly after we met. It's just you and me. Oh, let's do what we do. How did you know just what it would be like? Changing your life, not like changing your mood. When did you learn? Of love's game, they came and they saw you calling and singing out my name. When did you learn? You're walking and holding my hand in a crowd, out in the daylight, smiling at faces and ooh, feeling so proud. When did you learn? Something you said shortly after we met. It's just you and me. Oh, let's do what we do. How did you know just what it would be like? Changing your life, not like changing your mood. When did you learn the rules of love's game?
They came and they saw you calling and singing out my name. When did you learn? You're walking and holding my hand in a crowd, out in the daylight, smiling at faces, and ooh, feeling so proud. When did you learn? Tell me, when did you learn? When did you learn? Tell me, when did you learn? When did you learn?
Den Gregory Porto maheren. When did you learn? An deinem Witt in Amois Magazin bei mir am Studio sind noch immer Dr. Catalina Lomus an den Professor Hans Leuten. Wir schwätzen über den sechsten Café Débat, den organisiert das vom Lisern überschrieben. L'expérience du numérique pour l'enseignement et l'apprentissage. So we've been talking before about competences that we need in order to use digital supports, for example, for mathematics. What would be useful and needed to learn except just doing mathematics and using, for example, computer or laptop? What else do you need? For example, archiving or...
Yes. I think what the digital learning environments can offer is an overview over the progress, and you mentioned archiving, or in general, I guess you're wondering how do we keep the overview of what we learn? How can we go back and see what we have learned? I can give a short example of the mathematics learning environment. So in the environment, students and teachers can see their progress across the different curriculum modules or subjects. They can see where they had difficulties, how much time they spent, and all this information. It's always visible to individually to the student and to the teacher for the class. Usually, the learning environment will provide an individual feedback to the student. We use stars, so the student knows that if it's one star, two stars, or three stars, he or she can work more and improve in order to get the three stars. So it's always a self evaluation, and there's no comparison. It's always an evaluation with yourself, and you can always go back and redo some exercises or watch some of the videos, because videos in four languages are provided, animations are provided for the student to review the subject. So there's a lot of information in the platform in terms of archiving. Maybe Professor Lauten has more a reflection.
Well, I'm not sure if I have that much to add, but actually, if you go back to the old days when we didn't have any computers, well, you run the risk of losing stuff.
Losing the paper, yeah.
Yeah, and actually, well, when it's on a computer, it's hard to lose it, although it may be difficult to retrieve it, but... many of the environments that are created, well, just like Catalina gave the example about mathematique, many of these environments, they kind of automatically store what students have been doing. Mm-hmm. For instance, because it's needed to give them feedback, or for instance to use the mistakes they made to adapt the assignments to their strength and their weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So, in principle, well, if the environment has been developed in a sensible way, the archiving should be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Is the data going to be stored on a server or in a cloud, or do you know that? Is that something you think about in this project?
What I know is that the partners that work with the project, they respect the GDPR, so the European regulation on data storage and data protection. Mm-hmm. So, of course, all these elements are always updated and made sure that it's to the highest level.
Okay. Why did you choose mathematics for this project? Could have been languages or science or something else.
Yes. As a partner in the project, I am aware of the discussions, a bit the discussions that happened. Of course, mathematics is a subject that is highly needed on the labor market, and always mathematics skills are required even in domains where it's not necessarily focused on mathematics. But
so are languages and sciences.
I completely agree. I think the languages have been also a point that was considered very important. So this is why mathematics is offered in the four languages. So the intention or the idea is also to see if you offer students and parents materials in the language that they are familiar with, one of the four languages at the moment. If, of course, in the long run, this will help the student to learn better. So it was the intention of seeing if when working, let's say, when you're not neutralizing, but when a bit neutralizing the effect of language, if that would enhance the learning of the students. Mm-hmm. So, of course, languages within the Digital for Education, I am sure I don't work in, but I'm sure there are many projects that are also focused on languages and on other domains.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've been talking about giving material to parents, for example. Is it foreseen to teach parents who are not really familiar with digital stuff because they might want to help the children in order to learn better? And if they don't have any skills, they can't help.
That is a very good question, which again I invite you to raise it at the debate this evening. what I can tell, because in the mathematics project I am also involved in the teacher training we develop in order to support teachers with introducing this innovation in school. So at the moment we are of course focusing on providing to the teachers as much information and tools that they want to acquire in different forms, mainly through teacher collaboration. But it's yes, it's an interesting point to discuss about the parents as well. So mm-hmm. that's something open for discussion.
Another question I ask myself, is it foreseen to do exams, for example, online in the future, in the near future, so maybe cheating will not happen anymore, or different?
Well, cheating will always happen, I can assure you. I'm pretty sure that over time, many more exams will be done online. Mm-hmm. What we know about research on cheating is that students will always find ways to cheat, and you will be surprised about how ingenious some people can be when it comes to that.
Okay. So you've come to Luxembourg for tonight, and you're going to have a speech at this Café Débat. What is going to be the main point? What do you want people to take home in their minds?
Yeah, well, I will focus on providing feedback, especially to students, but also to teachers. And, well, feedback can also be very useful, can help you, can improve your learning. But well, it also depends on how you give it, mm-hmm. and well, the main thing about feedback is not to discourage people, but to encourage. Mm-hmm. Make sure that, well, usually you can learn a lot from your mistakes, but then you have to bring it in the right way so that that people can learn from their mistakes.
Okay, so that's something you need to teach teachers to be motivational.
I would guess that many teachers, most teachers, are pretty good at that.
Okay.
Yeah, but and it's also the trick is also to combine this with digital feedback. So actually, well, the best feedback requires a lot of Fingerspitzengefühl. Yeah, and that's very difficult to get this across to a computer to really get this Fingerspitzengefühl. You still need human teachers.
Okay, so face to face will be better giving feedback than writing it and sending it.
Yeah, in many cases, in the end, often digital feedback can be already very helpful.
Mm-hmm. But it can got wrong because communication is not the same for everyone.
Definitely.
Reading between the lines is often difficult.
Yeah, but also humans can be very unlucky in their communication. So
exactly, you're right. Okay, and Catalina Lomos, for tonight you're gonna speak to mainly about the project and how Digital for Education works with mathematics and so on, and you're going to give concrete examples so that everyone can follow what is happening.
Exactement. Et nous sommes très heureux de vous inviter ce soir au Café Débat pour débattre avec notre panel.
Très bien. And no need to register, so for tonight? Okay.
No. So
just come there, listen. Speak. Okay. Also, de nouvelles d'invitation, l'expérience du numérique pour l'enseignement et l'apprentissage an den Rotonden, Ufangasum, 6:30, an dat ganz organisiert vom LISER. Thank you a lot for coming and giving us all the details, Dr. Catalina Lomos and Professor Hans Leuten. Thank you for being here this morning.
Merci.
Thank you.
I was last in line for the one true vine. Endless winding thread. I was dead at first. I had done my worst. Ooh, when you came to me, my life had ceased. I was lost and tired. You set me from this mighty, mighty fire. Just in time to be. Ooh, my one true vine. You still come to me. And you comfort me. You're the only one I believe. I trust you. I hope that someday you will trust me too. I wanna be what you are to me. Life has ceased. I was lost and tired. You set me free from this mighty, mighty fire.